Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come to us now. Speak to us your words of life and light, encouragement and promise. And as we hear your word, may we see Christ, the living word. Amen. The day of Pentecost, and this very day, is a time which promises transformation and change. The coming of the Holy Spirit to us here in our church promises transformation. And this evening in my sermon, I want to hold out to you just three promises, three Pentecost promises, that they might find fulfillment in our lives and in our church. Firstly, we praise God that at Pentecost, God took hold of that which had failed and made it a success. God took hold of what had failed and made it into a success. We can say this because of the difference that the giving of the Holy Spirit made to those first believers. If we turned back the clock some weeks before Pentecost, we would remember the failures of those first followers of Jesus. His closest friends who were dispersed when Christ was arrested, tried, and crucified. And here, just before the Spirit comes at Pentecost, they were hiding behind locked doors in fear for their lives. At the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost, their lives were turned around. The church, as it was turned inside out. Private fears and failures were transformed into public witness and testimony. What a change, what a transformation. We think of the Apostle Peter, who had denied his Lord, who had let him down in his hour of need, the one who tried to hide his devotion to Christ around that fire on the night that Jesus was arrested, when he wanted to be an anonymous follower of Jesus. Well, now at the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost, we see how he stands up boldly and publicly to speak to the crowd with assurance, with confidence, belief and faith, to be counted as a follower of Jesus, because he knew that Jesus was alive and the Spirit had come upon him. What a transformation. Those few disciples were strengthened when we're told 3,000 were added to their number on that day of Pentecost. The coming of the Spirit caused growth in number and in depth and in confidence as a new community of faith was born. God took that which had failed and transformed it into a success. And today we know that we can bring to God any sense of failure that we have, any regrets, any past mistakes, and He will gently hold those, and His Holy Spirit can transform them by His power into success. The Holy Spirit is the same. We pray today that the Holy Spirit will strengthen us in our numbers. The Holy Spirit will strengthen us and transform our timidity into confidence in sharing our faith. That the Holy Spirit will renew our energies and our love for God. God took hold of that which had failed and turned it into a success. And we praise God that the Spirit is still doing that today. The second promise of Pentecost and promise of transformation is this: that God took hold of that which was weak and made it strong. We remember the difference that the Holy Spirit makes to the life of a believer. The Christian writer David Adam writes of this all-encompassing presence of the Holy Spirit in these words of his prayer. He says of the Spirit, "When I feel alone, your presence is ever with me. When I am in the dark, your light is all around me. When I am in the cold, your warmth will enfold me. When I feel weak, your strength will seek me. When I am sad, your joy will make me glad. When I am sick and ill, your health will heal me still. Spirit, be about my head. Spirit, peace around me shed. Spirit, light about my way. Spirit, guardian, night and day." Yes, the Holy Spirit strengthens the heart of the Christian. Today, in our weakness, the strength of the Holy Spirit comes to you and to me. Do we need that strengthening, that warming of the heart tonight? The fire of God. We remember how at Pentecost it seemed like tongues of fire rested upon each believer. It is a fire which rekindles the dying embers of faith and fans them into flame and into life once more. It is a fire which melts the hardness and warms the coldness of our hearts. The Spirit comes to thaw out our lethargy and defrost our indifference. The Spirit fires us. Without the Spirit of God, the oxygen of faith, the flame of faith, burns low. It can be blown by the storms of life. It can die. What is it tonight that would weaken that flame in your life. It can be one of many things. For some, it is the pressures of life, the many demands made upon us. For another, it might be sin or guilt. For another, it might be sickness or worry. For another, it might be doubt. What do we need? The American evangelist D.L. Moody, when he was speaking to a large audience, he held up a glass and he asked the congregation, "How can I get the air out of this glass?" One man shouted out, "Well, you could suck it out with a pump." But Moody replied, "That would create a vacuum and shatter the glass." And to give the answer, Moody took the glass, he took a pitcher of water, and he poured it into the empty glass. "Now," he said, "the air has been removed." He then went on to explain that how victory in the Christian life is not brought about by sucking out a sin here and there, but by being filled with the Holy Spirit, as that glass was filled with water. And God will do that in our lives tonight, where we're feeling low, where we're feeling empty. As we heard in our gospel reading, as we come to Jesus, he will fill us. And not only fill us, but to overflowing, that rivers of living water may flow from within. And that happens again and again. The coming of the Spirit is never a one-off. It wasn't at Pentecost. It's never a one-off in our life. The Spirit comes time and again. We need the Spirit time and again to refresh us with living water, to fan us into flame. We are people of the resurrection. God took hold of that which was weak and made it strong. Today, we bring our weaknesses to God and invite the Holy Spirit to take hold of us and make us strong again. And that brings us to what I want to share with you as the third promise of Pentecost, the third transformation. How God took hold of the Babel of confusion and brought understanding. God took hold of the Babel of confusion and brought understanding. The number of people from different races and beliefs and nations that the Holy Spirit touched on that first day of Pentecost reminds us of the great scope of the Holy Spirit's work, not just in the church, but in the nations and in the whole cosmos. The Holy Spirit is not only God's gift to the believer and to the church, but to the whole world, to all peoples everywhere. And on that day of Pentecost, we see a model of harmony and understanding between diverse nations and people groups. What we see there on that day is how Pentecost is the antidote to the Tower of Babel. Acts chapter 2 can be seen as a reversal of Genesis chapter 11. We remember how we read there, they tried to reach the heavens by building the Tower of Babel, trying to make a name for themselves. And here at Pentecost, God himself comes down and reveals his name and his nature to all people. Those who built the Tower of Babel were judged and were told that is how their languages were confused as a punishment. But here at Pentecost, it is reversed. Where many different languages caused a babel of confusion, now at Pentecost, there is harmony and understanding. And those who were scattered to the four corners of the earth are now gathered again. And differences of languages and cultures are no longer a barrier. That's the work of the Spirit. It draws people together from different cultures. Young and old are united. Different nationalities find understanding and a common tongue. Hearts and lives were set ablaze with joy and the hope of salvation, that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Friends, how our world, how our nation needs this work of the Holy Spirit. A message of reconciliation, a breaking down of barriers. How our world needs to hear the hope of salvation this evening. At Pentecost, the love of God is shed abroad. We live in days when there is great division, misunderstanding, hatred, and fear. We pray for another Pentecost, another work of God's Spirit to move on the chaos of our national life, to bring peace and harmony, an end to terror. God took hold of the babel of confusion and brought understanding. In closing, let us rest on these great and precious promises of God. Let us stand on the Pentecost promises. Hope for success in place of failure. Hope for strength in place of weakness. And hope for understanding in place of confusion. We pray, come Holy Spirit, breathe on your people, breathe on your church, breathe upon your world today. Amen.